It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Boone on his weekly spot with John Boy and Jake Talking Yanks, their podcast. They do an excellent job and got a little, you know, testy there where Boone was defending, yet again, Boone defending one of his players, in this particular case, Volpe. And he got pretty animated there, BT, in that clip going back at John Boy saying, basically, lay off the kid. He's 22. Boone's got to realize this is New York, and this is also not the minor leagues. This is the big leagues. When you are brought up to the big leagues, I don't give a crap how old you are, it's fair game. This isn't kid gloves. It's not little league. There's no coddling that takes place in this town, Aaron. So as much as you may want Volpe to be protected, and as good as he may be at times, and by the way, I haven't even gotten on Volpe that much. I'm one of the guys who said that Volpe was going to be a superstar. Well, little do I know that Volpe continues to be inconsistent now in year two, which tells me that maybe he's not ready for the big leagues. Because if he's this inconsistent in his first year plus, then maybe he wasn't ready in the big leagues or for the big leagues. I'm not saying that he can't compete at this level. Obviously, he can. Mm-hmm. But enough. And he's also butchered some easy plays. So let's not make it like he's the best shortstop defensively in baseball. He's not. He may have won the Gold Glove. Fine. He makes some spectacular plays. He's not the best defensive shortstop. He's not even better than Lindor. That's number one. And that's not including, obviously, everybody else. He's very good. And he makes great plays. He's not the best defensive shortstop, so you're overrating that. And you can't get to defend his inconsistencies offensively. I don't care how old he is. He's here. He's the shortstop of the New York Yankees on a team that's trying to win a World Series. We're allowed to criticize him.
Mm-hmm. He hit .220 in June. He hit .235 in July. He's hitting .186 in August. That's a large chunk of baseball. When you said, and I remember, well, he just referenced it before about the, you know, Gunnar Henderson, Witt.
Yeah.
I said that you think Volpe's going to be a superstar.
I thought he was going to be a superstar. We're talking about top three in baseball with Volpe, Soto, Judge. Take mm-hmm. those three over anybody.
I remember that was the Dodgers trio, Otani, right. Betts, and Freddie Freeman. I pushed back, and I really do like Volpe. I think he does a lot of things really well. I don't need to state what they are because I think most people know what they are. But he ain't Gunnar Henderson, and he's never going to be that. He's just not. He's never going to be Witt, who, if I'm starting a franchise tomorrow, that's the guy that I'm picking.
He's not Lindor.
He's not Lindor. He's not going to be a Corey Seager with that kind of easy power over. I don't think. Now the thing. Let me frame it this way. I know it's not apples to apples, but like if Aaron Boone has an issue, again, he's trying to protect the kid as long as you can, insulate him a little bit here. Whatever. Got testy. That's fine. He's got his back. I'm not going to go nuts. Yeah. We all know what it is.
But it just shows, like...
But that's what Aaron Boone does.
Yeah, I know, but that's part of the issue, no?
Yeah, but we always... anytime he does it, we're like, all right,
whatever. He treats them like they're little babies. He's not managing Staten Island. This is the New York Yankees.
But we read right through it. We don't give it any credence. I mean, whenever he covers up for a player, we call him for it. I mean, we do it, so it's not working with us. I mean, I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. You know, maybe in his own locker room, that gets him a couple of points. All right, that's fine. I get that. I don't begrudge you for trying. That's your style. It wouldn't be my style necessarily, but it's his. So I am going to position this differently. Instead of Anthony Volpe, again, who I like, but I am worried that the ceiling's not nearly as high as we thought it could be. Instead of being a young shortstop, which he is, if Anthony Volpe were a young quarterback with either the Jets or the Giants,
right,
and he showed this type of inconsistencies, what would we be saying?
Mm.
We'd be saying he's a bust.
Right, after year two. Now, obviously, baseball's different.
It's deep into year two. So, you know, Zach Wilson, get a year grace period. Sam Darnold, we'll give you a year. You know, Danny Joe, we'll give you a year. We'll give you a year to find it out and find yourself and get used to the speed and hopefully get an old line in front of you. And there's so many reasons why young quarterbacks fail or succeed. Coaching, talent, we know that. It's not just the player. It's not just him processing what's in front of him or being accurate. There's other things you can't control. So it's a little bit tricky to identify, you know, who failed whom or whatever. And I know it's not a shortstop to quarterback thing. It's not a perfect comparison. But think about, you know, just assessing his play so far. Statistically, And he's been wildly inconsistent.
The one thing I will say, he's definitely been inconsistent. There's no way. I mean, he started out the year like he was going to be one of the best players in the sport, and then he fell off, to your point. But by almost every statistic, he is improved from last season. Which
it's
is
not saying much, though.
No, but, well...
I mean, think about the starting point. What are you, 212?
I'm just saying you want to improve. I'm giving you everything. You want to see improvement from a 22-year-old kid to 23, year two. You want to see improvement in... Last year, 541 at-bats, 159 games played. He had 113 hits. This year, he's already got 127.
Okay.
Same amount of doubles to date. He's only had 514 at-bats compared to 541. Now, the power numbers are down. Triples are more. He had 7 this year. He had 4 last year.
Yeah, power's down. That's part of the reason why the average is up, which I'm okay with.
He had 21 homers last year and 60 ribbies. He's now got 11 homers and 46 ribbies.
Yep.
Stolen bases is going to end up having more. He had 24 all of last year. He's got 20 this year. Walks, he's probably a little bit down in that. He had 52 last year. He's got 33 this year.
That's just not a lot of walks at all.
But strikeouts are down as well. He had 167 last year, only 124 so far this year. Now, again, he's still got a month to go.
Yeah.
Where are those numbers going to add up?
Probably batting very close with the strikeouts.
Okay, batting average is hitting 40 points higher.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was 209 last year.
209?
And he's 247 this year. Now, still, he's got to project like a guy's going to hit at least 280, 290. You can't hit 250 in play.
No.
Okay. On base, a little bit
better. He's in the twos. Yeah, he's in low threes now?
He was 283. He's 297 now.
He's still below three?
OPS, he was 666 last year, 680 this year.
I mean, that's...
So, point is...
That's a push. 666 to 680?
Right, but point is, almost by all other accounts, he's shown at least incremental improvement. Now, the problem is it's inconsistent from year one to year two, sure, but he's shown some improvement. And more worrisome would be the inconsistency in season. Like, I don't get how you can hit 350 or whatever he did for a month or the first 2 months and then fall off the last couple. Just watching him. And the crappy thing for the Yankees is he should project as their leadoff hitter, and it should be Volpe, Soto, Judge. That would be a potent lineup. We saw it play out that way. So what is he? And I don't understand why Boone's protecting him so much.
What do you think, whatever his apex comes to be? I still think
he's going to be a stud myself. Okay, I just love the way he plays the game.
I do, too.
Hitting the ball hard the other way.
No, I see some really good things.
He's got pop. Like, yeah, he can defend, obviously.
Give me some numbers. Like, when we look back in 20 years, Volpe's best season. Give me an average, give me an OPS, and give me home runs and steals.
I mean, that's hard to predict.
I know, but you said you think he's going to be a stud. So.
I'll say he's going to sit around 18 to 22 home or something like that. Is that close enough?
So, again, I'm talking peak Volpe.
Yeah, I still don't think he's going to be a big-time power hitter. Because I want the average up.
You don't think he's going to hit 30 one year? I mean,
I don't think he's going to be. He's hitting 11 this year. He's going to be a 30 home run guy.
How many hit last year? 24?
21.
He hit 21 last year. We just didn't even know what was going on. You can't hit 30?
I'm going to give you his best season.
I'm saying when we look back.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the absolute apex of his career, what do you think it will be? Home runs. I mean, if your answer is 18 to 22,
I don't think he's going to be a 30 home run guy. And if he is, it's going to be a problem. Here's what I want him to be. You'd love between 20 and 25 homers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to get there consistently, but I'd love to see that and an average around 300.
Yeah.
All right, you don't have to hit over 300. Can you hit 300? That's what I want him to do. The way he hits, and especially if he's getting on in front of Soto and Judge, I want him to hit the ball with authority the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he needs to, you could pull one, of course, with some power as he's shown. But I think Volpe projects as a high average, good speed, great defender, going to score a ton of runs, and hit. I don't think he's going to be a power guy.
I don't disagree with that, but I'd like to know why you think he projects as a high average hitter. He hasn't shown any evidence of that. He didn't really do that in the minors either.
All right, fair enough. But then
project all what? Yeah. What he did when he was playing for in perfect game? Well, or at Del Barton? He didn't hit in the minors either.
Is he going to be a 250 hitter?
He better be, otherwise he just didn't deliver.
Is he going to be a 280 hitter?
Well, I've got some numbers for you. I jotted a couple. Like, if you say, all right, what's going to represent his best year? I would think, and again, to reiterate, I'm a fan, but I am a little worried.
Right.
I mean, he's not flashed anything sustainable.
I know.
I would say, I don't think he's three. I don't think he even, I could see 285, 289, 290, you know, 35 steals, you know, 30-plus doubles, 22, 24, 25 bombs, and an OPS of about 820, 815.
And that's a high OPS at 90.
I understand that, but look at the star shortstops.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that, I mean, he hasn't done that yet, not even close.
Well, I'm saying that's why I prefaced it with, like, his best season. And to me, you know, with Volpe, who's been playing a lot of baseball from, you know, young age as a major leaguer, he plays every day. I mean, if he doesn't, like, even by next year, you know, you're playing 150 games a year, you get to that 450, 500 game threshold. If you're not showing signs of being an average hitter, you're not going to be an average hitter. You just don't have it in you.
You know,
you just got to roll out of bed and be a different player.
I'm not trying to compare him to Jeter, but that's what I would want. Not obviously Jeter, like the intangibles. I'm talking about statistically. I don't need the power from Volpe. You're going to get a little more power than Jeter, probably, right?
Jeter's
career high was 24 at 23, but basically sat around
12, 13, 15.
And 9, 18. Like, all right, so maybe you say a little bit higher there, but the average is not going to be anywhere near. Jeter was a career 310 hitter in 20 years. I mean, Volpe's not going to be that, but you'd hope. All right, would you sign for 280?
For lifetime? I'd sign right now for 280.
No, I'm saying average career. 280, average year per career. Mm-hmm. 280, 23, 75 ribbies, over 100 runs scored.
Okay.
25 stolen bases.
Question
now,
for
that's
you
not a superstar.
No, it's not. I got a question for you before I answer it. Is Soto retained?
Well, you're right. That
because
is a great question.
Because if Soto's back, then yes. I could put
but
him
if
in a one
not,
hole.
I think, they project more from him, as I did early on. Like, the Volpe that we saw in the beginning of the year, that's what I expected from him. He shows...
Well, what the hell happened?
I don't know. I think that's what John Boy was asking Boone, and Boone's defending him. I mean...
Yeah, I know. And by the way, Sal, his minor league average... Now, the OPS was good. 262 minor league average, over 1,000 at-bats. 227 so far in the majors, over 1,000 at-bats. I know it's early. I'm rooting for him. I love his makeup. I know he's never going to be overwhelmed. I could see him being clutch in October. I think he's got a slow heartbeat. He runs. I think he's very likable in terms of a teammate. Mm-hmm. He's pretty, you know, I know he's botched a few easy ones with the leather, but I think he's a really, really good shortstop, if not great defender. Yeah, he can run. He does a lot of things well. He doesn't seem to do anything great. Your first round pick, you got to do something great.
Yeah. And the Yankees have had outside of Judge, we've had a lot of hype and a lack of substance when it comes to developing these guys. Anyway, interesting conversation there with John Boy and Boone going back and forth.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.